Hey guys, welcome to my first episode of my podcast. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be uncovering the top metaphors of taking action and how you can specifically do that. Now, one thing I find the most important of taking action is really having a plan and really getting your thoughts together. I find that the most important, and really everyone should know that. So what are some things that go into taking action? Moving yourself away from the situation, don't letting the negative energy get to you, find real friends, look at your friend group closely, see who is meant to stay, who is not, and really fly alone. Like Dan Pena said, an eagle flies alone, meaning if you can't stay a weekend alone, you will not succeed. You need to be able to stay alone. You need to be able to focus. You need to be able to get the job done, because friends can support you, but they can also distract you. But it's also good to have friends that you can see once in a while that get you or are on the same journey as you and you can work with. So that is why I find it very important to have all those factors when it comes into taking action, because you need the right environment if you want the motivational support to take action and do what you love. That is the most important. And as if you see on my YouTube, I talk about that all the time. So that's why I find it very important to take action. Now, what are some things you can do at home just to start? Even educating yourself is a factor. Letting the brain flow so you feel ready, you feel good in your heart that you know what you're doing. Have a plan, like I already said. Write a schedule so you know what you're doing. It'll help you keep you organized. Taking action is the number one factor to do what you love. But the number one fear that stops us is fear, procrastination, and perfectionism. Meaning you worry about those three before really taking action, because that's what's stopping you. Well, you are good. Nothing will happen. Just do what you love and don't let anything get to you. Don't let perfectionism, like you have to be perfect, you need to have XYZ to have this, XYZ to have that. Don't worry about procrastination. Just stay consistent, stay focused, and stay in your own lane. That is the most important thing, because if you stay in your own lane, you are focusing and not letting anyone distract you. Now, fear. Don't let fear get to you. Everything will be okay. You have your path set, and I promise you, nobody will stop you. Don't be scared. Now, going back to what I said about staying in your own lane, don't worry about what others, because I promise you, your end, where you will reach success, is there. You just have to keep going and going. Consistency is another factor, because if you're not consistent and you're not patient, that doesn't give you any motivation. That lowers your self-esteem. But don't let that get to you. With time and consistency, some people, they achieve stuff very quickly. Some don't. But consistency is another important factor so you can stay on the right lane. Get to where you gotta be. I am staying consistent. This 2 months, I sat down and I told myself, since I'm free this whole month, I'm going to use these 2 months to post 2 YouTube videos a week, up my watch hours, maybe get more subscribers. So be patient, because patience is the number one key to success. Don't doubt yourself. It takes time. Have patience. Stay calm, relax, meditation. If you meditate, maybe you can clear the brain. You can stay focused. You can be at one with the mind, body, and soul so you can function better. This is why I love the idea of taking action. You really just find yourself and who you are. Don't let anybody stop you and know your self-worth. Because another thing is knowing your self-worth. If you don't know your self-worth, you're always going to doubt yourself. Know who you are, and nobody will ever take that away from you. Because, yeah, you have your flaws, yeah, you have your weaknesses, but you have your strengths, and nobody can take that away from you, because that is what you use to fight. You got it. You are an entrepreneur. You are who you are. You will get to where you want to be. Just make the move. Take the risk. Take action. That is very important. Now, I don't know if I should end this podcast or anything, but let's just cover what we learned. Procrastination, perfectionism, fear, consistency, taking action, mental health, not letting the negative energy get to you, patience, truth, self-worth, finding yourself. These are lots of words that You need to know some are good, some are bad, but it will affect you. You need to learn how to function. You need to learn how to handle everything when going into your daily routine. Because taking action is very important. But if you don't know how to stay calm and really be at one in your zone of genius and be together and don't let any negativity get to you, then that's a problem. So you need to really stay at one with the mind, body, and soul. Now, I know this first podcast is short. I'm still learning. I'm planning. But I really hope you guys like it and see you in the next one. But before I go, my plan is to start posting podcasts every Wednesday. Today is Thursday. I'm sorry. Just yesterday, I didn't have time. But I think that's it. Now, let's get finished and see you in the next podcast. Bye.